This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Brian Clark. More than 75 million people have already voted, according to the University of Florida Election Lab, and that is visible in some swing states like Arizona, where Maricopa County Supervisor Bill Gates says,
as of this morning, we've already received over 1.5 million ballots. That's more than we had received at this point in 2016, and we're approaching the numbers that we had in 2020.
Security also a priority. A New Mexico county clerk's fired a temporary election worker for allegedly posting online about their interest to secretly record voters on election day. Both former President Trump and Vice President Harris campaigning in Pennsylvania with 19 electoral votes up for grabs.
If we win Pennsylvania, not me, if we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole ball of wax. It's over.
Harris has five events today in the Keystone State. This is ABC.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The U.S. Department of Justice will be at Wisconsin locations on Election Day. The Justice Department announced Friday that it plans to monitor compliance with federal voting rights laws in 86 jurisdictions in 27 states. In Wisconsin, those are the cities of Milwaukee and Wausau and the Rust County towns of Lawrence and Thornapple. Thornapple is currently appealing a federal injunction requiring it to bring an accessible voting machine back for Tuesday's election. The mayor of Wausau unilaterally moved the city's ballot drop box after discovering it was not properly bolted to the ground. It was later returned for use, but the Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating. This election could help determine short and long-term control of the Wisconsin legislature. UW-La Crosse Associate Political Science Professor Anthony Chergosky says new legislative maps have opened the possibility for Democrats to flip seats in the legislature. However, Chergosky says if Republicans maintain control in the Assembly, it could mean problems for Democrats in 2026. Even with the new district maps, Republicans are certain to maintain a majority in the state Senate, where they currently hold a 22-10 edge over Democrats. Do not wear that MAGA hat or Kamala shirt to the polls when you go to vote. Lisa Hale reports.
When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb. Megan Wolf, the chief elections official in Wisconsin.
So if somebody does come in with some type of political hat or shirt or other display of a position on the ballot, they're going to be asked to not come in with that on to potentially change it.
Wolf says any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers fall to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was an NFC North battle, and the Packers came up short, losing 24-14 to the Detroit Lions. Jordan Love throwing an interception, returned for a touchdown, a quarterback rating of just 69.7.
You know, it's definitely disappointing. Putting the ball in jeopardy way too many times, and definitely something I have to clean up.
The Lions improved to 7-1. The Vikings in second place after beating the Colts 21-13. The Packers head into the bye in third place at 6-3. Baseball, the Brewers with two players named Gold Glove winners, Sal Frelick and Bryce Turang. The last time two Brewers won in the same season, 1979. Sixto Lascano and Cecil Cooper. NBA, Bucks in Cleveland to face the Cavaliers. Milwaukee now 1-5. Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game.
I know we've gotten out to a horrible start to start the season, but while I was at my game yesterday, I had a home invasion and they took most of my prized possessions.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered shower chances continuing, alongside a breezy south wind that's whipping up to 20 miles per hour today, with highs reaching the mid-60s. Tonight, we stay decently mild. Lows fall to near 50 as the rain continues to ramp up and patchy fog is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain and now you're in a bidding war!
should see the look on your face.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room and now everything smells weird.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
With hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely... I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is election day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to vote. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVICS. One day from Election Day, get on it, Wisconsin. Jazzed as hell to introduce to you Ben Wickler. He's the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Ben, out on the road, working hard. Thank you, sir. Welcome. How you feeling today, man?
Fired up, man. This is it. This is the final sprint, and the wind is at our backs. This is an election that I seems like Trump doesn't want to win. I think Kamala Harris really wants to win. I think the public wants Kamala Harris to win. And all that points to, you know, I'd much rather be a Dem in Wisconsin than a Republican at this moment.
Yeah. Ben Wickler, the early voting numbers have just been through the roof. Is there anything that you can take out of that data?
The biggest thing that jumps out to me is in Milwaukee, 13 in the city of Milwaukee, 13% of the early votes in person were cast by people who same day registered at the polls. Meaning this is a whole bunch of people who are showing up, registering and voting for the first time. In Dane County, it's 10%.
Wow.
And those are, I mean, these are big numbers. These are people who've never been polled because unregistered voters don't get polling calls.
Right.
People polling registered voters. So these are folks that are not on anyone's radar, but I think that those are very likely folks who are going out and voting for Kamala Harris. So I just feel like something's happened here. And, you know, we got to sprint through the tape. We take nothing for granted, but it's because we're taking nothing for granted. And I think the Republicans are taking something for granted that I think the Democrats are going to win.
Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Milwaukee, Madison, I mean, generally, obviously, if you're going to flip a coin, those would be definitely Democratic-leaning voters, statistically speaking. What about some of the other areas, the Fox Valley, perhaps, you know, the Northwest? Are you seeing any numbers or anything coming from there that would give you more hope?
Well, here's the interesting thing. There's clearly a lot of early voting happening by Republicans. In terms of, you know, our modeling what where, you know, which party has been favored in different places around the state. But if you look at where the Republican votes are coming from in the early vote period, they're the places where Trump did the worst in his own presidential primary. There's a fascinating map that goes county by county and looks at where these early vote surges are. They're the places that were rejecting Trump when Trump was on the ballot against Nikki Haley. I think a lot of these early votes are being cast by people who don't want Trump to get reelected. On the, you know, even people who've been Republican in the past. And I've been in 43 counties across Wisconsin in the last 18 days. Every place I've gone, I've asked everyone in the room. Yeah, it's I'm a little
that's
exhausted,
amazing.
Everywhere I go, I ask who here is seeing more Democrats voting for Trump and who's seeing more Republicans voting for Harris. And everywhere, almost everyone says it's more Republicans voting for Harris than the other way around. I think that the pendulum's swinging our way. And I think a lot of those votes that you might think are Republican early votes are actually Harris votes.
Yeah.
I think the Republicans need to, for them to have a prayer, I think they would have to blow it out on Election Day. And I don't think they have to get out the vote infrastructure to do it the way that we're doing it.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvi Show. That's Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. Big election tomorrow. I mean, you know, what, 24 hours and then plus, what, a few more hours, 8 o'clock, the polls will close. So my math says 27 hours before this thing wraps up. Ben, what's the game plan for you and the get out the vote folks? Is it time to coast, or are you still working like all day, all night, then all through tomorrow as well?
All day. I mean, hopefully there's at least a wink of sleep at night, and then the polls open at 7 a.m. So the work starts tomorrow bright and early. A lot of folks are going to vote before they go to work.
Yeah.
Some will take a break during work. Some will do it at lunch, and then the polls are open till 8. So if it's 7:50 and you live within 5 minutes of a polling location, you realize you haven't done it yet, go get in line. If you're in line, they have to let you vote. If you're in line, stay in line, as we say. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that nobody leaves that line, because all the way through the end, this could absolutely come down to the wire.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's more likely that things are swinging our way so it doesn't come down to the wire than it is that it's swinging Trump's way. But we know that 4 of the last 6 presidential races here has come down to less than 1 percentage point. So we're taking nothing for granted.
Yeah.
And we are going to. We're gonna make sure everyone that we can find is gonna text everyone that they can find to get them to the polls and cast their ballot, because that could be the vote that saves democracy.
Ben, I see that the RNC, it's being reported in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, filing lawsuit in Milwaukee. They have concerns about the amount of poll watchers that will be allowed into the room. The reporting seems to indicate that they were all kind of already, they're going to file this thing no matter what. Regardless of the outcome of this, we know that there's going to be, if 2020 is any indication, Ben, there's going to be a lot of lawsuits. What can people do to make sure that their vote counts and to have faith in our election system?
So the most important thing is to win by as much as possible, because if we can win by more than 1 percentage point, there's no recount, there's no endless lawsuits to try to disqualify ballots that were lawfully cast in order to effect a recount. The best way to prevent an election from being messed with is to win big. The other thing we know is that when it came down to the tiny number of votes in the year 2000, in one state that could tip the whole country, that's when it went to the U.S. Supreme Court. And that's when the U.S. Supreme Court decided that George W. Bush should be the president, even though he got less votes, as we later learned, than Al Gore in Florida, the state that tipped the country. Wisconsin was the second closest state that year. So we don't want this to come down to one state. We don't want this to come down to one vote. We want to win by as much as we can. That said, the person who certifies the election in the state of Wisconsin is someone who believes deeply in democracy. His name is Governor Tony Evers. And we have a bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission that is just trying to make sure the election works smoothly. The state Supreme Court believes in democracy. The majority there is all folks who will respect the will of the voters. It's not like the scenario that would have happened if Dan Kelly had gotten on the Supreme Court. Yeah, Jennifer Protasiewicz is there. So if this is an election that comes down to certification in Wisconsin, I'm confident about the result. But I don't have a lot of faith in the U.S. Supreme Court at this point. We've seen them jump on board the Trump train every chance they get. So let's win as many places as possible by as much as possible. The other nice side effect, if we do that, the election will be called a little earlier, so people might actually get some sleep. But I'm expecting to be up till 4 or 5 in the morning on election night, because that's how long it'll take to count the last absentee ballots in Milwaukee and, go all the way through the tape.
Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. I did see that 105,000 absentee ballots in the city of Milwaukee at the main counting area. And because of a Wisconsin current law that could have been changed, there was a bipartisan effort to change that so they could actually start counting those absentee ballots, those many, many 105,000, as far as I know, absentee ballots prior to tomorrow. Well, they're not going to get that number until well after midnight, my understanding, Ben. What's your impression on this? We could have addressed this. To me, this is going to be used as additional fodder for the next, when they're going to challenge the election. I guarantee you, you're going to see a tweet from Truthy on Trump said, Milwaukee just dropped 105,000 and 82,000 went for Harris. It's fraud. They're going to say that, and it seems to me they allowed this to happen when they could have changed it, Ben. What's your thought on the Milwaukee absentee ballot counting?
Well, it's exactly as you say. It's a Republican plan that they put into effect to make sure that the ballots would not be counted early at the same time as the other votes, to make sure that this is a middle of the night situation. In other states, including very red states, they count the ballots very quickly. And then Republicans killed the bill that would have allowed that to happen here. So they can complain all they want. They can say whatever conspiracy theories they want. It's a free country. As long as Trump loses, it'll be a free country. So, you know, they have the right to do that. It won't affect the outcome. The outcome is determined by who people actually vote for. And, you know, I have no question in my mind that Tony Evers will not be bamboozled by a right-wing talk radio host claiming that just because a ballot was counted later, that it doesn't count. This is a democracy where the people decide who the leaders are. And whatever flood of disinformation we get, we're going to hold strong for the will of the voters. If it's Trump, we will honor the will of the voters. Our goal is to make sure that it's not Trump, that it's Kamala Harris, who wins Wisconsin, who wins this country, that she is certified as the electoral winner. And by the way, when we win the House majority, that means that Michael Johnson, who was part of the fake elector plot in the 2020 elections, that he's not in charge of the process in the U.S. House of Representatives on January 6, 2025. Another reason why I don't want Derek Van Orden in the U.S. House yes. in 2025. So we win the House majority. That is another way of protecting the outcome and making sure that the will of the people choose the leaders of the land.
Ben Wickler, the gender gap, along with the early vote, there's seemingly a huge gender gap. Your comments on that, and are there any other specifics, any other groups, any areas that you find hopeful?
So the gender gap is, I think, maybe the central story in this election. What we see is in absentee ballots, in the ballots cast on election day, more women are voting than men. And if we look in polls, women support Harris more than they support Trump. Now, it's also the case that in polls, men support Trump more than they support Harris, but they're just not voting as much. And so the gender gap might actually wind up being the whole story. Now, we're not, again, not taking anything for granted.
Yeah.
But one thing that's so striking to me is that Republicans keep pointing to the fact that there's a lot of votes that have been cast in, say, Waukesha County as evidence that they're getting a big lead in the early vote. But look who's casting those votes. It's disproportionately women. And there's a reason why Kamala Harris came to Waukesha County in January to launch her Fight for Reproductive Freedom tour and has been back since. It's because there's a ton of people in Waukesha County, just like in every other part of the state, that think the government shouldn't be overriding people's personal medical decisions and telling women what to do with their bodies. So just because someone lives in an area that's been disproportionately Republican, it does not mean that every vote that comes out of that area is a vote for Trump. And when the actual ballots are counted, I think Republicans will have to ask themselves whether it's really a good idea to rip away fundamental freedoms from half the population. And you know, everyone in America has a stake in reproductive freedom for all. So this is a losing strategy. Republicans showed us their true colors when they refused to repeal the 1849 abortion ban when they were in control of the legislature. The governor called them into session to do it. They did not. Every one of them refused to take a stand, and they're about to pay for it.
Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. You know, a couple of the congressional races, Ben, Peter Barker, certainly pulling for him. Dr. Kristen Lierley up in the Green Bay area. But you mentioned the Van Orden Cook race out west. I certainly want to see Democrats in there. But Van Orden's Republican attitude and his behavior has really been offensive to me. How are you liking that race, the Cook-Van Orden race?
You know, Rebecca Cook is sprinting through the finish line. I've seen her at events. She is all over her district. She's ads on the air. She's doing everything she can to make the case to folks. Derek Van Orden released his closing argument pretty visibly intoxicated on Friday night. It was broadcast on television and then has gone totally dark in his social media accounts and hasn't done public appearances. My heart goes out to him. I worry for him as a human being. He should not be in Congress. This is somebody who's does not represent this district well, and you know, he should be attending to his own issues, not screaming at teenagers in public places.
Yeah.
So I do think that district's going to flip. I think our state assembly majority could flip. I think we're going to reelect Tammy Baldwin. I think we're going to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, thank you for all the work you do. Keep working, man. We'll see you here real soon. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Tom.
News from the center, WRCE.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me. Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It is a phone line. It is a text line. We have folks on both. We will get to that. I want to thank Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin, working hard, folks. The election is tomorrow. Polls open at 7.
Yes.
7
a.m.
They close at 8. If you are in line while the polls close, they have to let you vote. So make sure you do so. You know, and everything that happens between now and then could literally be the difference. So if you can grab a couple of folks, get them, bring them with you, all the better. So thank you for Ben Wickler for joining us. I know he's super busy today, as he has been. He's been a national figure from Wisconsin. I mean, he's done a hell of a job here with the Dems. Really appreciate the fact that he is on our side at this time. So thanks, Ben, for your time. Good luck these next couple of days. Callers, be patient. Texters, be patient. Mentioned this briefly when we were on with Maggie earlier. Eastside Milwaukee Alderman Jonathan Borostoff has died. Allison Durr, Daniel Bice reporting at the Journal Sentinel. Colleagues on the Common Council, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, remembered Borostoff as an enthusiastic public servant and a loving father and son. Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office said it is investigating his death as an apparent suicide. In a statement, members of the Common Council described him as a loving father and husband, that he greeted everyone he met with empathy and kindness. He was also a passionate advocate for the betterment of our community and dedicated his professional life to the people he represented. It was an honor to have served in office with him. He will be missed, the council said in a statement. Johnson called Borostoff a close friend. Quote, Jonathan brought a unique energy to his work at City Hall. His passion and dedication were evident every day. No elected official brought more enthusiasm to their work than Jonathan. He was a husband, a father, a son, and to me, a close friend. My thoughts and sympathy go out to his family and his friends in this difficult time. State Senator Chris Larson described Borostoff as his best friend and said they'd known each other since they were students together at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Larson said he'd gotten Borostoff into the Democratic Party. Jonathan was the best friend anyone could hope for, Larson said, adding he cared with his whole heart about other people first. Larson said Borostoff was 41 years old and his wife had 4 children together and had opened their home to additional children. He worked for Larson at the county and the state after attending UWM. First elected to the state legislature in a hard-fought Democratic primary in 2014, ran unopposed for the vacant District 3 seat in Milwaukee Common Council in November of 22. Hearts go out to the family and friends of Jonathan Brostoff, parent suicide. I first met Jonathan at the Wisconsin Capitol. I had no business being there. It's right when we first started doing the show, or shortly thereafter. And I'm in the actual Capitol, and I think it must be in the assembly, and he walks up to me, and I have no idea who this guy is. And what I remember thinking first off was that crazy hair, and he was shorter than me. He sticks his hand out and introduces himself. Now I'm a member of the media, you know. I'm a newbie coming into a place mm-hmm. where I probably shouldn't be. And introduced himself to me. And ever since that very moment, every time I saw him, he was always gracious, always cordial, always professional and cared about the community and other people. And, you know, parent suicide seems so opposite of that portrayal of what I knew of Jonathan, even at the superficial level that I knew. And I, you know, sometimes folks, they work real hard for other folks. Think about nurses and people like that, and don't take care of themselves, perhaps as best as they could. So, lots of unknowns here, for the Brostoff family. Our hearts go out to you, as, the Milwaukee Journal writes, if you or someone you know is having suicidal thoughts, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 988 or text HOPELINE to the National Crisis Text Line at 741-741. 741-741. All right. 855-752-4842. Let's get to it. Matt from Germantown. He's texted him. Dom, give me some hope. I've been worrying all day. My Republican coworker is telling me not to worry. She's voting for Kamala and thinks there will be many more like her. Oh, yes. Matt, I got to tell you, I'm feeling really good. And I don't know if it's just because I know this is going to be over soon and we can move on at least temporarily with our lives till the next election in the spring. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? But I'm feeling good. The SNL appearance by Harris was spot on and was great. And it was self-deprecating. She, you know, she made fun of her own laugh, and they did the Kamala Mamala.
Take my Pamela.
Come on. And that's, and what is that? Is that policy? No. Is that, you know, serious politics? No. No, it's goofing around and being human and
character
and showing that to the American people. And apparently the Trumpster is very, very angry about this because, you know, FCC, and she went on to, you have to give to Saturday Night Live, have to give equal time now to Trump. Well, good luck next Saturday, dude. Maybe you can get on them.
That'll really help.
And so the FCC, there is an FCC member who was appointed by Trump who was bitching about it. And my thoughts are, whatever, dude. Mm. Donald Trump got so much free press last time, or in 2016.
He's still getting free press.
Yeah, and he was always, the folks would, they put the camera on an empty podium for 20 minutes and waiting. Is Donald going to show up? Is Donald going to speak? So, you know, too bad, so sad. Good luck getting any sort of decision out of that. I thought it was a great move by Harris and the campaign to go to SNL, make her human, make her funny, because she is human and she is funny. You know, it's the little things in life. And meanwhile, Donald Trump is out there saying, well, being Donald Trump, we have some of that sound we will get to as well. But to Matt in Germantown, yeah, man, have hope. Be proud. Go out and do that. Be loud and proud. Get people to go out and vote if you can. And then it's going to be out of our hands. You know, then we just got to wait. Trust in the system. I believe in our electoral process here, one way or the other. Didn't like it when Trump left, won 2016. But, you know, I didn't go storm the Capitol. Loved it when Biden beat his ass last time around. Mm-hmm. And I will love it even more if Kamala Harris can win the popular vote by 10. I said it. You're damn right. I said it. The popular vote by 10. I am laying down the gauntlet. You got to be kidding me, people. Trump is imploding every minute of every day. Come back with us. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association Board of Directors announced it has selected Rob Richard to serve as the statewide association's next president and CEO. Richard has been serving in a dual role as interim president and CEO and vice president of government relations and external affairs since August. He also serves as the executive director of the Federated Youth Foundation. According to WECA board chair Dan Hilberry, Rob has demonstrated his ability to be an exceptional leader. While we knew we had an extremely strong candidate in-house, as a board, recognizing the critical importance of this position, we felt it was necessary to do our due diligence and conduct a nationwide search. After reviewing more than 100 applications, we decided Richard was the best choice. With him at the helm, we are assured a streamlined transition and a continuity of operations, which is important as we work to ensure all electric cooperative members have access to safe, reliable, and affordable electricity. Richard grew up in southwestern Wisconsin and earned a degree from UW-Platteville. His experience includes time as a legislative staffer working in the office of former WECA president and CEO Steve Fries, when Fries served as a representative in the Wisconsin State Assembly, as well as the offices of Representative Mark Gottlieb and Senator Scott Fitzgerald. He also worked in government affairs at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation and at Circus World Museum. He joined WECA in January of 2019. Richard lives in Sauk City. Rob Richard succeeds Steve Fries, who died August 28th following a battle with cancer. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There have been many lifelong Republicans who are jumping ship and endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Arnold Schwarzenegger is continuing the trend in Hollywood. On the platform formerly known as Twitter, the former California governor said he is an American before he is a Republican and therefore will vote Harris. This is not a huge shock, as Arnold has always surprised people politically and as an actor. What I find most surprising is that Schwarzenegger's Austrian accent hasn't gotten any less thick in 50 years. Game of Thrones might be coming to the big screen. Series creator say it was always their intention to end the iconic TV show with three feature films instead of the finale HBO went with. The Hollywood Reporter says Warner Brothers has a project in the works, but it is in the very early stages and no one is attached at the moment. GOT fans might want to check out House of the Dragon, which HBO rolled out in 2022, and an upcoming prequel series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which should drop in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered shower chances continuing, alongside a breezy south wind that's whipping up to 20 miles per hour today, with highs reaching the mid-60s. Tonight, we stay decently mild, lows fall to near 50 as the rain continues to ramp up and patchy fog is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico, you're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from our Madison studio, where I welcome King of the Hill and Futurama TV writer Mike Rowe and musician Eric Jelland from Mascot Theory joins me in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Don't worry about a thing.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Thank you for tuning in, and don't worry, every little thing is going to be all right. In what, 24 plus 3 hours? The clock's off by an hour in here still.
We didn't reset that
standard
one?
Time thing is messing me up. So tomorrow at 8 o'clock when the polls close, make sure you left it all on the field. Do what you can between now and then. And don't worry, every little thing is going to be all right. 855-75-CIVIC. Carol from Madison. I'm telling you, Carol, keep your head up. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I wanted Ben to tell me that everything was going to be okay.
Ben is feeling really good right now. He's been all over the media. He's talking about have this wind at our backs kind of mentality. People are out there. I think people are excited about Harris and even the megas are, not real hip on the excitement, quote unquote, with Donald Trump. So what do you think?
Well, I do have some good news.
Oh,
I have friends who live in a red part of northern Wisconsin. She is not a real consistent voter. And back in the day, he was Tea Party.
Yep.
But they're both voting for Kamala Harris.
Excellent.
The Dobbs decision is what pushed her. What pushed him was the threat to turn the U.S. military against civilians.
Yeah.
He's a veteran, and he takes his oath to the Constitution. He holds that oath sacred.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm done. So I'm hopeful in that way, but I got to tell you, I'm hopeful, optimistic, anxious, a little terrified, all at once.
Yep.
It's gonna be all right, isn't it?
It's gonna be, Carol. Sorry about that, Carol. Yes, Carol. I think it's going to be all right. I'm not going to sit here and just pander to people. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. And then sometimes, it's like, oh, yeah, when I have these conversations with folks and, oh, God, how can people vote for that? I make, offhand comments. As my attorney once said,
we are a flawed species.
We are a flawed species. But even knowing that, we've overcome so much. And we're way ahead of where we were, quote unquote, not in everything, two steps forward, one step back, than 50 years ago or 50 years before that and 50 years before that. Every minute, every day, the little things count. And I think just as Carol mentioned, when you talk about folks that have actually served their country, that actually took an oath to support and defend the Constitution, not an oath to support and defend one person or one party, the Constitution. And there are some folks that take that oath very seriously. Unlike the last guy who was president, come on, man, he orchestrated January 6th. We'll be wild. He set the mob loose on the Capitol. We know the story. He has yet to pay that price. And if you believe in your constitutional oath, those of you who have served, who had the opportunity and privilege to serve and swore to uphold and defend the Constitution, well, Donald Trump did not do that. And Donald Trump will go to trial for that if he's loses tomorrow. So if there's any motivation for those of you folks who think that he has disgraced the Constitution, he said part of the Constitution should be destroyed. I forget the actual quote, but he referenced it. You can Google it. There's not a redeeming quality about this guy when it comes beyond thinking beyond Donald Trump. Donald Trump is great when it comes to Donald Trump. I'll give him an A+ for being the biggest 100% supporter and lover of Donald Trump. But that is not service. You know what I'm saying? And not to say that, these political folks can't and don't have, huge egos and all those things. Certainly. You got it. If you think you'd be president of the United States, you got to have some moxie. I get that. But what's the motivation? What drives folks? You look at their historical record. Look at Harris versus Trump. I mean, those backgrounds, they're entirely different. Look at the way Harris talks about bringing people together. Look at the way Trump talks about dividing people. See what I'm saying? I mean, those things keep me optimistic. And plus, we're getting close to the end, and Trump is just imploding left and right. And it's seemingly showing up in some of the polling. The Des Moines Register, Jess, you sent me this one.
I did.
Harris leapfrogs Donald Trump to take the lead near Election Day. Here's how the nationally recognized Iowa poll shows Harris picking up support from women to surpass Trump in a ruby red state. He has won twice. A couple of the bullet points. Harris leads Trump in Iowa 47% to 44%. This is from the Des Moines Register Mediacom Iowa poll. A victory for Harris would be a shocking development after Iowa has swung aggressively to the right in recent elections, delivering Trump solid victories in 16 and 20. The poll shows that women, particularly those who are older or politically independent, are driving the late shift toward Harris. Mm-hmm. And Trump continues to lead with his core base of support, men, evangelicals, rural residents, and those without a college degree. The pollster, J. Ann Selzer, president of Selzer, she's clearly leaped into a leading position. Trump didn't like to hear that at all. Fewer than 1% said they would vote for the Libertarian presidential candidate, Chase Oliver. My Libertarian folks out there, come on. And 1% would vote for someone else. 3% aren't sure. 2% want to say, 2% don't want to say for whom they already cast a ballot. And we talk about some of these, you know, former members of the cabinet that worked for Donald Trump and all these folks that have said they're not voting for him or voting against him. I saw a picture on the socials earlier, and I can't verify it was entirely true, but it was a picture of Trump with his cabinet members, and all the cabinet members, except for Nikki Haley, had their face with a black oval over it and said, these are the cabinet members supporting Donald Trump. And it wasn't, let's just go to say there's not that many. And some have come out very specifically against him. And I just want to remind folks, haven't always been the bleeding heart liberal you might think I am. You know what I'm saying? I voted Republican in the past. I voted for Scott Walker in the recall. I voted Libertarian Gary Johnson in 16. I emceed the Libertarian Party state convention in Wisconsin. It's a paid gig back in 2016. I have been an independent leaning person, quote unquote, for a long time. Give me any reason and I'll tell you. This time, folks, you have absolute permission. You have permission to vote for Harris. If you're looking for it, I'm giving it to you. As a guy who's voted for Libertarian as recently as 2016, I'm giving you that permission. As a guy who voted for Scott Walker in the recall, a Republican, I am giving you that permission. Donald Trump does not deserve your vote. He has not earned your vote. He does not respect the constitutional order. He does not respect law and order. And he has yet to answer for his varied crimes. And maybe you find him not guilty. Maybe doubtful. Doubtful, the hoarding of our national secrets in Mar-a-Lago after he had his attorney swear an oath that, no, he gave everything back. He was bouncing back and forth, sending folks down to pick stuff up. He's traveling, moving stuff around. I mean, what? No, that's not okay. That's not okay. Oh, Joe Biden did this and Pence did that. Well, they looked at that. You know what they didn't do? They didn't charge either one of them, a Democrat in Joe Biden or Pence, a Republican. But who they did charge? Trump. Why? Because they were trying to get the stuff back for over a year, and he lied to them through his attorneys over and over and over and over again. At some point, you don't get, you know, these aren't your documents, Trump. So that's one of them. Of course, January 6th, don't even get me started. We know what's going on there. The RICO case in Georgia, can I just get 11,780 votes, one more than we need? Wait, what? No, come on, man. Those actions need to be adjudicated, and he'll stop them if he can. But you want to know what he can't do? If he's not in that White House, he will not have that power, and we will be able to see justice done one way or the other. Justice done doesn't mean a guilty verdict. I'm not saying persecution, I'm saying prosecution. But they went to grand juries more than once and presented evidence, and they came back. Now let's and Trump through the hundreds of millions of dollars of legal expenses, thanks to all the Trumpsters out there giving them all that money, has been able to continue to delay. Well, he won't be able to delay anymore after tomorrow. Like, Donald Trump will have to face the music if he loses tomorrow. I don't know what kind of motivation any of you need. Do you believe in law and order? Then vote for Harris. Don't give Trump the opportunity to put in his own attorney general, the Justice Department, and nix the prosecutions. Don't allow that to happen. And maybe you think, oh, maybe he didn't do it. Maybe he did. Well, he did it, number one. All those folks around him, hell, come on. His own fixer went to jail for the same thing that he just got convicted of, plus some tax fraud as well. He was in and out of jail already. Donald Trump still has to be sentenced yet. You know what I'm saying? Cohen was found guilty, served his time, got thrown back in prison once he got out for the COVID release because Trump was angry at him. He didn't want him to write a book. Threw him back in prison for like 16 days. And then they finally reversed that decision. And, oh, too bad. So sad. My bad. Well, you know what? Next time when Donald Trump has that opportunity, maybe instead of 16 days, he'll just, you know, pick you up, throw you in for 60 days. Oh, and then you'll be out. And, oh, sorry, my bad. You can't do that. We'll let him go. Do you want to give a guy like that an opportunity to see what else he can do? I think that'd be a very, very bad idea. 855-752-4842. Tom from L.A., you are up. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. First off, we the people, all of us, that means all of us, are the government, and we must never forget that. I'd like to say in terms of the people out there, that if you want to be on the winning team, then vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, because we're leaving it all on the field. We're phone banking. I'm very, very happy to say that. We had over 350 volunteers.
Wow.
At Wisdom's on Saturday for phone banking. And that's like a record. So today I think it was around 400. So things are happening on the ground game that these polls don't show. You know, listening to that last caller, some people are calling it nauseously optimistic.
But the bottom line is...
Yeah, the bottom line for people out there is this is our government.
Yep.
We do need to get money out of politics, yep. And we do need to restore government back to we the people through that way. But I think you would say that I've been pretty consistent with my message all along. And I think that, honestly, we're going to take this thing home. And if you want to be on the winning team out there and don't want to be a loser or come Trump team, then you know what? Vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and Tammy Baldwin and Kristen Lierley. And Rebecca Cook and all of the other people that are up and down the ballot, because it's there. I'll tell you what, it was so much fun phone banking. If anybody does have stress, I recommend just go on to wisdoms.org and get involved to volunteer, whether phone banking or, you know, canvassing, going door to door, taking people for rides, you know, to the polls. It's going to make you feel a lot better.
Yeah.
And like I said, we have the ground game. It's I mean, it's almost like we have more. We have a ground game that actually all those people are voters. So on top of that, those people are voting. So just want to say thank you to all Americans out there in advance for voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and all Dems up and down the ballot. And let's make this thing happen.
Let's do it, Tom. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Like I said, I'm super optimistic, and I'm actually throwing a number out there. I looked it up. I think Biden beat Trump by like 4 percentage points, so just over 4 percentage points. Last time, I'm saying 10, baby. I want double digits. Harris, you know, the women are going to come and save us again. Thank you, women. The older women, too. They're not having it. We're having you. 855-752-4842. Come back. More of your calls and your texts.
News from the center, WRCE.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the Farm Bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the Farm Bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It is a text line. Join us there. Oh, it's also, we got some Facebooking going on. Pete, my new buddy Pete. Pete says Trump's going to win both Waukesha and Wisconsin. And Pete follows that up with, "White liberals like Dom, that's me, have destroyed Waukesha and are absolutely the problem." Destroyed Waukesha and are absolutely the problem. Well, Pete, I appreciate the comments. I would think that maybe you want to call up and specify and articulate and let me know exactly how we, Dom, has destroyed Waukesha and why we, Dom, is absolutely the problem. Is it all that women's right to choose action? Is that what bothers you, Pete? I'm really wondering. All I could do is speculate, Pete. So give us a call, 855-75-CIVIC. Jeff, he pipes in on the YouTube. "Had West Dems at my door today, even though I have a Harrison Baldwin sign in front. Nice people asking if I had a voting plan and if I needed any help with anything." Mm-hmm. "Fancy Dem West Dems sweatshirts, too." Oh, yeah, man. They got some good swag.
Yeah.
"Ben Wickler and the West Dems are raising lots and lots of money." Jeff follows that up with, "Wickler and all of them are doing a killer job." I absolutely agree. It's one thing to talk about on the radio, folks, something to go out and cast your vote, something to get involved, as Tom said, to do those phone bankings and to do the, the canvassing, going out and meeting people. And when you do those, they're not setting you up to go out and, you know, bang on Pete's door. They're generally going to put you into, you know, maybe some Dem leaning places. Maybe they haven't voted in a while. Hell, even Jeff said he had a sign in his yard, but they went and checked on you anyway, Jeff, they want to make sure, leave no stone unturned. So for all the folks that are doing that, it's one thing to preach it, folks. That's what I do. But when you actually go up and follow up and do it, that is when it really, really counts. Let's get to it. 855-752-4842. Cam from Appleton, you're up. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, I want to challenge those like Gary or CJ, as I'm sure that one or two of them are listening. I suggest that you guys go out online and go look up Michael Wolff, who is probably what you would consider the bad media, because he literally is making money off of what he did. But he kept these recordings secret up until he could get his book finished to make money off of it. And these recordings have him or have him interviewing Epstein, yes, and Epstein talking about how close of a friend Trump was.
He was his best friend. I want you guys,
his best friend.
Yeah.
You guys need to consider, is this guy running for president or is he trying to keep himself out of prison?
Well,
when did Epstein die? Was it during Trump's presidency? Yes.
Yes. And apparently, Cam, Epstein was concerned about for his safety. He was in a little bit of fear of Trump, but, you know, apparently hung himself while in prison. You know how that story goes. Thanks for the call, Cam. Not only that, from the reporting I've seen and what you're talking about, that some of these photos, Epstein kept lots of stuff in a safe, and the FBI has those photos. And I don't know what the rules are. Maybe when we talk to our pal Jim Santel, a former U.S. attorney, he can help us understand that. But if there were like blackmail type of photos of, you know, folks, you know, what's our ability and obligation to see that, to understand, especially if some of those folks might be in the political world that might be getting votes? Just asking questions over here. 855-752-4842. Ask and ye shall receive. Pete from Waukesha. Hey, man. Welcome. Thanks for playing. What do you got for us?
Hey, what's up, Dom?
Hey, man.
I'm up in Evanston, down below Illinois. Born and raised Wisconsin. I think I got vented a little bit by someone. But I just want to ask, why is there so much hate for Trump? Like, why do you hate him so much?
Because he's a despicable question. Human being, Pete. I mean, I'll specify it. Okay, so the way he talks about women, right? The way he makes fun of LGBTQ and disabled, handicapped people. The way he looks. You're asking me. No, I'm giving you specific examples, Pete.
No, you're not.
I am.
Doing anything, but you're just. This is the thing when I hear you people. You people?
Pete, let me ask you something.
You have this unhinged anger. Right? And you just went on. Well, like,
hey, listen. No, listen. Hang on, Pete. I appreciate you playing. But you got to stop. No, hang on. I'm not. I control. So I'm going to put you on hold for a second while I talk. You asked me a question. Why do you hate Trump so much? Now, if you're going to ask me a question like that and not let me answer, then perhaps you shouldn't ask the question. So that being said, I appreciate you playing. Appreciate you calling, being a part of the show. Let me ask you: Are you gonna vote for Trump? And why do you love Trump so much? And why do you love Trump so much?
I'm a disabled combat veteran. I don't want my nephews to have to go off to war like I did. I don't want that to happen.
Okay, so you're voting for Trump because of his foreign policy decisions?
I'm voting on Trump because for 4 years we were doing really well. Our military was strong. I was not in at the time. I got out. I'm a veteran.
What happened to the military? But, hang on. I'll give you 30 seconds, Pete. How did the military get weak under Biden?
Your whole thing is like, you know, you seem to favor the warmongers. They're dumb.
Not at all. That's not the case whatsoever. That's not the case whatsoever. And I would specifically, thanks for playing, Pete. Thanks for your service and thanks for joining us. Just because there was not any action during the Trump administration doesn't mean it was because of Trump's policies. That guy will get rolled, man, anytime. Look what happened in Helsinki. But thanks, Pete. 855-752-4842. Coming back, Alex Lazary from the DNC joins us.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for Election Day coverage. Wisconsin Decides 2024. We'll have all the news of Election Day as it unfolds from our election headquarters. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.